This week on The Marquee, we've got more thrills and chills from the movie Dead Zone. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Arnold Schwarzenegger protects a small town from an escaped Mexican cartel leader and his gang in The Last Stand. The film co-stars Johnny Knoxville of Jackass, Forrest Whitaker, and Luis Guzman, and is the American debut of South Korean director Ji Woon Kim, who found international fame for I Saw the Devil.
Well, last week, Jessica Chastain tracked Osama bin Laden in Catherine Bigelow's Zero Dark Thirty. This week, she's taking in a couple of troubled young girls in the Guillermo del Toro-produced horror flick Mama.
In Broken City, an ex-cop turned private eye played by Mark Wahlberg gets in over his head when the corrupt mayor, played by Russell Crowe, has him spy on his adulterous wife. Broken City is directed by Alan Hughes, better known as one half of the Hughes Brothers directing team who previously directed From Hell and Dead Presidents.
Or if the latest major releases don't catch your eye, head to the Gateway Film Center this week for their Winter Independent Film Showcase. From now until Friday, you can enjoy a variety of indie films, from Parker Posey's Price Check to Melissa Leo's Francine. Well, since the latest batch of new releases didn't screen for critics, I'm forced to make a blind pick this week. So I'll give Broken City my pick based on its cast alone. As long as Russell Crowe's part in the film doesn't involve singing his lines, he and Wahlberg should at least ensure some entertaining action.
I'm in the same boat as Kristen, but I'm going with The Last Stand. It's been a long time since Schwarzenegger headlined a movie, and to be honest, I've missed the muscles from Brussels. Don't expect high art from The Last Stand, but you should expect a good amount of silly action with plenty of goofy one-liners.
Or if you still haven't found a good reason to head to the theater, you can pop some popcorn at home and check out one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like To Roam With Love. Woody Allen's latest follows an ensemble cast of characters as they fall in and out of love in Rome. Considering the film's title, you might expect the film's random storylines to exude the romance and passion for which Italy and its residents are so well known. Instead, they're simple, silly cliches.
After saving his daughter from the European sex trade, Liam Neeson is back in Taken 2. Sadly, Taken 2 doesn't work nearly as well as the original. It's too derivative, the story and performances feel forced, and the villain is beyond dumb. In the end, it just isn't a very good action movie.
Inspired by true events, Won't Back Down stars Maggie Gyllenhaal and Viola Davis as two moms who set out to fight through the red tape to take over their kids' inner-city school.
The Possession is the Jewish version of The Exorcist. When a young girl finds a mysterious wooden box at a yard sale, she unwittingly unleashes a demon hungry for the souls of children. You'll probably laugh more than you'll scream, but I have a hard time tearing The Possession apart, mostly because it's so much fun.
Precious director Lee Daniels returns with The Paperboy, the story of a Florida reporter, played by Matthew McConaughey, who returns home to investigate the murder of the local sheriff. John Cusack plays the death row inmate who's been convicted of the crime, while Zac Efron and Nicole Kidman make their own perplexing appearances.
The French film The Intouchables tells the inspiring story of a recently paralyzed millionaire who hires a street-savvy ex-con to become his caretaker. If none of this week's new releases catches your fancy, you can pick up one of the many romantic comedy Blu-ray releases such as I Love Trouble, Keeping the Faith, or While You Were Sleeping. If those are a little too conventional, you can add a couple Woody Allen films to your collection with Sleeper or Hannah and Her Sisters.
Well, the new Blu-ray releases aren't much better than the theatrical releases this week, so I'll give my pick to a catalog title. The sappy, but still strangely lovable, While You Were Sleeping.
I never thought I'd end up recommending The Possession, but here we are. I can't recommend it as a good horror movie, but if you invite a couple friends over for pizza, beers, and a bad horror movie, I can almost guarantee you'll have a good time, at least in a mystery science theater capacity.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for the latest from Jason Statham and fairy tale characters in action. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week.
Remember when I said I'd kill you last? I lied.